So for 16 days, every 4 years in the summertime, and then in the wintertime as well for the Winter Olympics, there are certain words that you hear everywhere. Gold, silver, bronze, the opening ceremonies, the women's all around, for example, if you're talking about Gabby Douglas. But there's also some other terms that get used every 4 years, and otherwise it gets stuck back in the closet and many people don't even remember what they mean. For example, can you define the word fletching? Do you know what the branches are called in the ancient Olympians' crowns? Did you even know what dressage was before Ann Romney's horse got selected to compete in that event? Helping us through some Olympics lingo, Paul J.J. Payak. He's the president of the Global Language Monitor, and he's going to walk us through some of this terminology. Although, we also have a quiz at our website that you can take at thetakeaway.org. Paul, thanks so much for joining us.
I'm pleased to be here.
You know, I took our own quiz. I got fletching right. I've read lots of, you know, fantasy novels. So a fletcher is somebody who makes arrows, right?
Yes. Yes. And actually, it's the fletching is taking the feather from a goose or whatever and using it at the end of the arrow to help it maneuver in different ways.
And the Olympic arrows still use real feathers.
And it's the left wing that's important. Because
left
if it's
wing.
The right wing, yeah, if it's the right wing, the arrow spins in a different way than if it's the left wing.
Well, that's interesting.
Very interesting. It's like we could have a whole show on fletching. It'd be very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's go to the Olympic motto, which everyone knows is faster, higher, stronger, right?
Right. It's Sidius, Altius, and Fortius. And the amazing thing about the Olympic motto is it's Latin. It's not Greek. And that's kind of shocking. It's like a lot of the major things you hear in the Olympics are Latin rather than from the Greek. And that's just kind of interesting that that's how it developed over time.
When did Sidius Altius Fortius become the motto?
In 1896.
So it wasn't the Greeks that chose it.
No, no.
Exactly.
Most of these are modern inventions. We have some good Greek ones, like a word like pancration.
Pancration, okay? Means...
Pancreation means all strength in the Greek, and it's from their it was a series of events that you'd win of a Cotinus. Okay, you'd win a Cotinus for being best at the pancreation.
Cotinus, this is, again, I don't want to give anything away. I want everyone to go take the quiz first.
I know, I've looked at the quiz, and it's fascinating. I mean, I love the idea of Cotinus, and you also have a Centurios and a Naxos there.
Right, but just a little spoiler here, Cotinus is the name of those little the branches that they would wear on their heads when they won an event.
Right, it's the olive leaves.
Right.
Okay. And so that's fascinating because that's what you always see, you know, and you see it, you read about it in the fantasy novels, but you always see it in when we're talking about the Greek gods and things of that nature, you'll see the Cotinus. And but you never hear that referred to on the nightly reports.
Yeah,
from
absolutely.
The Olympics.
Bob Costas doesn't know anything about that.
No. I mean, they still call people that graduate from a university an alum.
Right, right, absolutely. Well, there's lots of things
have to worry about
left
those,
over.
Those weird Greek and Latin endings, you know, so it's just they're alums.
There you go. But let's go to some things. Let's step away from some of the things that are going to help people pass the quiz and go to some things that may even be less recognizable. And I want you to correct me if I mispronounce this here. But
okay.
One of the things you think we should know as Olympic fans is Pheidippidean feet.
Yes, Pheidippidean feet. Well, we made that a little more interesting than it is. Pheidippides is the original messenger who ran from the Battle of Marathon. And the legend is that he ran from the Battle of Marathon, got to Athens, went to the capital, and pronounced victory, and then died on the spot.
Because of exhaustion.
That's a pretty good legend. That's a pretty good legend. And it wasn't 26.2 miles. 26.2 miles wasn't started until the early part of the 20th century when the marathon was run in the UK. And when it was run in London at the first Olympics in London, it wanted to end at the Royal Box. And to get it to end at the Royal Box from where it started, it had to be 26.2 miles. And that's why
the Royals
again. I mean, that's really it, like, kind of spoils it, doesn't it?
It does, because he ran 24 miles from Marathon to Athens. So yeah, the Royals.
He'd stop
really
at Heartbreak Hill or something. I don't know. It's not the same thing.
Take some ego
marathon
to
itself
change history,
is an interesting
maybe.
Word. Okay, marathon, you know, it was the plane of the battle. I won't give you its definition because you have that in the quiz.
Right.
And people can see it there.
But the definition does not relate to why we use it to describe that race. It's because of his run, right?
Right. Right, exactly.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with the lore of the race.
Right. It's just because he ran from the Battle of Marathon all the way to Athens. It was 24 miles, and then the British monarchy again stepped
and
in
and
trampled
and
all over
dead.
Tradition with their big royal
right.
feet. But let's talk about dead rubber, which I bet people could come up with all kinds of suggestions on what dead rubber means. But it actually has a specific meaning in the Olympics.
Right, it's when there's a as in tennis, or any time that there's multiple games that have to be won. It's a beach water polo, things of that nature. When there's three or five parts of the contest, if somebody wins the first two, then you don't have to play the third match. So that's called the dead rubber. If it was tied, of course you'd have to have the rubber match. Okay, and so it's the dead rubber, which is quite fascinating.
Well, it we call it rubber because why?
Why? Because it's flexible. It can bounce. I mean, it can be there or not, but that's why it's a rubber match.
That makes sense.
It's Greek for flexible.
It's Greek for fletching.
There we go. That's good.
I think you're joking with us. You know, final thing, just some clarification here, Paul. Is it dressage or dressage?
It's dressage.
Oh, it's dressage.
Well, you know, things are pronounced. The official pronunciation is how people pronounce them.
There you go.
I mean, it's like the state of Louisiana is Louisiana because that's how people in Louisiana pronounce it. Okay?
There you go.
And so it can be either, depending on, you know, your background, your tradition, if you're from North America or the U.K., whatever. So usually when there's two different pronunciations, it's either way. And frequently people use the one that's lesser used to make it more impressive.
Or if they want to sound snooty. That's Paul J.J. Payak. He's the president of the Global Language Monitor. If you have your own favorite Olympic lingo, let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Otherwise, take our quiz at thetakeaway.org. Thanks, Paul.
Okay.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.